Hello and welcome to the Change and Transition podcast with me, your host, Crystal Deborah Ekoli. It's for people who want to transition from their current career and lifestyle to the career and lifestyle they know they've been dreaming about. Life's too short and the time for change is now. I'm your host and qualified career coach, Crystal Deborah Ekoli, and it's my mission to help people make challenging transitions so that they can be the best versions of themselves. Here on this show, I use examples from my own transformation, practical coaching methods, and interviews with inspiring guests to help you get the life you know you deserve. Let's get started. Hello, and welcome to the Change and Transition podcast with me, your career change coach, Crystal Deborah Ekoli. Welcome to today's episode. Now, today we'll be talking about leaving the legal profession. Now, this is something that is very, very, very dear to my heart because I am somebody who dreamed about being a lawyer from when I was a young person and became a lawyer. It was something that I had achieved, but then I realized that it wasn't for me. And then I had to think about what else I wanted to do. And the transition was not easy at all. So I empathize with you if you are someone who wants to leave the legal profession, but you have no clue how to do it and you just know you need to leave. So we're going to talk today about what it's like and how to start thinking about making this transition, because I think it's a challenge because as a lawyer, there's so much training that you do up front. There's your degree. There's law school, there's training. It takes a long time to become a good lawyer. So I completely get it. And we're going to talk today about making that transition. So I'll begin with my own story. So as I said before, I wanted to be a lawyer from when I was about 11 years old. And so it was my dream to represent people in courtrooms and support people. That was what I wanted to do. And so I focused my time and my energy on selecting topics that I know, or subjects rather, that I knew would help me to get into a good university and then law school and then to become a trainee and then a qualified lawyer. Now, I'm from the UK, and so that's the route to becoming a lawyer. So I'd been through the entire process of becoming a lawyer, and I was finally representing people in court and helping them. That was my dream, right? But I quickly realized over the years that actually I wasn't making the impact that I thought I would be making. What I mean by this is that, let's say I helped somebody with, let's say, keeping their home because they weren't making the repayments they were meant to. And I would negotiate something so that they would make payments, but they would be lower, right? So that they could pay for their home and not be kicked out. That's the gist of some of the cases that I did. What I realized was that I was helping people, yes, to keep their homes, which is great, but then they'd come back again. People would come back with the same problems over and over again. This, I found this actually in lots of different areas of law that I did when I was training. It wasn't just housing, lots of other areas. So I found people coming back over and over again. And it started to bother me because I was thinking, well, I'm helping them, but not really. The reason why they're in this position in the first place hasn't been dealt with. And it started to really bother me. And I thought, why am I doing this? Because I actually had another passion, which was helping people to develop. So I really enjoyed helping people, students in particular at the time, to make transitions from school to uni, right? That was something I really enjoyed doing on the side. And I got a lot of fulfillment from that. So I started to think, am I in the right space here? Am I doing the right thing? And I just really started to question why I was in law in the first place. So I started to think, okay, it's time for me to move on from this. I know I want to work in the personal development space. I have no idea what that looks like, but I can't stay in this anymore. It doesn't fit me. I can't do it. I don't want to. I would rather spend my time doing something I care about and something that I can really get my teeth into and enjoy. Now, as a lawyer yourself, you probably have similar feelings. It might, you probably want to leave for a number of reasons. It could be stress. It could be that you don't feel valued. It could be that the hours are too long. You might even think that the money you're being paid isn't worth it. And I know that people are thinking, oh, lawyers earn a lot. But if you think about the hours that you have to do and the responsibilities that you have and the impact on your family and social life. So I can understand why you may want to leave. But whatever your reason is, I'm here to tell you that it's possible to make the career change. Now, what's quite challenging is that as a lawyer, you've been trained to operate in a specific way, to do certain things. And it can be challenging to see yourself doing something else. So you may have an idea of the fact that you want to do something else, but it can be quite hard to see yourself doing something else because of the training that you've had to become a lawyer. It's not an easy career to get into, right? It's not easy, but you made it. You've got transferable skills and you'll be valuable somewhere else. So I just wanted to make that very clear to you. You can do something else. Now, I wasted a lot of time I thought that all I needed to do was spruce up my CV and just send it out and I'm going to get lots of different people coming back saying, yes, I'd love to interview you. But it didn't work like that. Actually, working on your CV is one of the last things you need to do. One thing I did was I looked at options for lawyers. Now, there were so many, but I became overwhelmed with the sheer number of options that I could potentially pick. There were just so many. So I would say, you know, yes, look at options, but don't become overwhelmed with them. Try to narrow them down based on your interests, your skills, your values. I'd also say that it's time to take stock of your professional life so far and to really think about who you've become over the years. Think about your skills. What skills have you actually gained as a lawyer? Think about that. You have a lot. Think about the values you have. Think about how you want to spend your time. What do you actually want? Make a list of these things because it'll be very important for you when you start looking at options and starting to narrow down what would fit you. Another mistake that I made when trying to make a transition out of the legal space was thinking that because I'm a lawyer, that lots of people would want to hire me because I've worked really hard and I'm in a well-respected profession and I'd be an asset anywhere. And yes, it's good to know that it's good to have self-belief and it's good to be aware of your skill set. But the truth is, people want to know that you can do the job at hand, not the job you used to do. So a lot is required in terms of understanding a new area, a new space, developing skills that you don't have, developing your network in the new space that you want to move into. There's a lot that goes into it. And I think I underestimated what was required to make the career transition. I really did. But there's good news. It's so possible. And you have so many skills that will be required in the new place that you're going to. I tell you that now. Yes, you need to pick up other ones. That's true. New knowledge. But you know how to do that. You're smart. You're sharp. You were able to learn law. I mean, that says a lot about you. It's possible. You don't need to stay where you are. You don't need to feel trapped. It's possible to make that career change. So far, I've told you about my own story about leaving the legal space. I've also told you that you have transferable skills that will be needed. But I'm also telling you that you need support. Now, making a career change of this magnitude does require support because what I found was that being a lawyer actually became my identity. So I had to reevaluate who I was outside of being a lawyer. I had to also really think about what I wanted to do and think about the values that I had and how I wanted to contribute to this world. That takes a lot of thinking, but it's also good to have support because you can discuss this with other people. At least one person that you know you can trust, who won't judge you for wanting to leave. I get it. Sometimes, well, I felt shame because I'd put so much work into becoming a lawyer and and felt silly in some ways that I didn't realize it earlier. People don't understand that you're kind of on this treadmill of, I need to get to the next stage. I need to train. I need to qualify. I need to get to associate level. I need to get to partner level. People don't realize the pull that you experience. So I would strongly suggest speaking with someone who understands, whether that is a trusted friend or even a career coach, because the transition, it's quite a huge one, but it's possible and you can definitely do it. Now, if you do need any assistance, I'm here. Feel free to drop me an email at info@varaycoach.com and we can talk about how to help you make that transition. So in closing, you've got this, you can do it, and you're going to be an asset wherever you go. I'll catch you on the next episode of the Change and Transition podcast. I wanted to ask you, are you where you want to be in your career? Well, if you know that you were made for more, then it's time to start getting clear on who you've become throughout your career and rethink where you want to go. Now, I've developed a free career clarity guide for you so that you can assess your skills, strengths, values, and mission to help you move towards the career that you want. You can download your guide today at varaycoach.com. That's Varai, VORAI coach.com. I hope you enjoyed the episode. Now, don't forget to like, subscribe, and share with your friends for more inspiring content.